This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We all lost something. That's what President Biden said on the one-year anniversary of the coronavirus being declared a pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with the president's address to the nation last night.
While it was different for everyone, we all lost something.
But the president says the nation can and will rally, and he's taking fresh steps to make it happen, starting with directing states to bump up vaccination eligibility.
All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1.
And on July 4th, he says there's a good chance people will be able to gather in small groups again to celebrate not just America's independence.
But we begin to mark our independence from this virus.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
One expert says President Biden's new COVID relief bill is saying, in effect, families are too big to fail. Some Americans will start seeing direct payments of up to $1,400 in their bank accounts as soon as this weekend. AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace.
Biden is going to argue that this is when government works. Government can step in and do good things, big things for the public. And he's essentially daring Republicans to say that Americans who have received this money should not have received it. And that's a tricky argument for Republicans to make.
AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace. Colorado's governor is warning residents in the path of a monster snowstorm to stay home unless it's an emergency. Governor Jared Polis is calling in the National Guard to help with the storm that may dump rain and snow on the Colorado Springs area and maybe 2 feet of snow near the Wyoming border. Most state lawmakers say New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign after being accused of misconduct by several women, most recently by an aide who says he fondled her. He says he didn't do it. This is AP News. Barbie's buddy Ken is celebrating a milestone birthday, 60. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Barbie was introduced in 1959, 2 years later.
She met Ken, and somehow she knew that she and Ken would be going together.
Mattel senior designer Robert Best says since his start, Ken always had a look to fit the times.
A very collegiate-looking, clean-cut, all-American sort of version of Ken, too. Much more groovy and mod during the 60s.
And Ken has become more diverse.
All the way to today, where you have Ken sort of having different body types available, as well as different hair textures.
Barbie and Ken were named after the children of Mattel founders Elliot and Ruth Handler. I'm Ed Donahue.
Savannah, Georgia's canceled its St. Patrick's Day parade for a second year because of the coronavirus, but they say hotels are still filling up. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.